We're talking now to two Close Encounter witnesses who are also subscribers to unknowncountry.com and came to the site for the reason that so many of us have come, and that is that we have had close encounters or have an intense interest in them for one reason or another. And if you are a Close Encounter witness and would like to be interviewed on the show, please let me know at whitley@streber.com. We do not use real names. We do not tell people your real location. We are very careful with your identity at all times, of course, as we have been throughout all of the contactee interviews that have been done on the site. It's an important legacy for us to leave behind, I think, all of us. And so all of these interviews, of course, are archived permanently on the site and over time will be archived at Rice University when the site is also digitally archived there. And now we're going to be talking to John and Mary, not their real names, of course, as I said, about something that happened to them in 1966, I might note, before the abduction phenomenon was well known, or for that matter, known at all. The only case that was known publicly at the time was the Betty and Barney Hill case, and these two people, John and Mary, were unfamiliar with it. Their experience occurred over an 11-day period, one of the longest experiences that I have ever heard of and is absolutely remarkable. You will never have heard anything like it. Why don't we begin by setting the scene, and you can start by telling us where you lived when this happened.
Sure, Whitley. We lived a few miles north of Bremerton, Washington, and we lived in a wooded area right on Puget Sound, and part of the property we were on was had beachfront, and it was a kind of an idyllic place to live. It had clams that you could go out the beach and dig, and trees around the house, and it was kind of a beautiful setting, really. And I worked for the Navy at the Bremerton shipyard mostly. Sometimes I had to go to Bangor, but which is a little further north is all, but another naval site. And I had a job that was not terribly difficult, and Mary and I were happy living there. Put it that way. We'd been married the previous year, and we'd known each other since we were children. And it was a nice place.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. And why do you know? Can you either of you remember why you happened to choose that particular spot?
To be honest, I hardly chose it. I was in a hurry, and I opened up the paper, and the first thing it said there, this place was available, as soon as I saw it, was ready to move in.
So you move in, and you're living there for, this is what, in the 60s sometime, or 70s?
During the 60s.
During the 60s. Okay, so you've moved in, and you're there, you're having a nice life. Mary, do you recall what disturbed that nice life one happy day?
Sure. Well, it started when we didn't really put two and two together for a while, but it started when we were coming from Bremerton, where the stores were, coming down the hill to go to our home, and I saw a shiny disc dropping straight down, just went straight down a short distance in front of us. And the road, because it was hilly and curvy, we saw no more of a disc at that time.
But they saw a lot more of the disc later. Over the next 11 days, that disc and another even larger disc that hung over Puget Sound. It's an incredible story, and you can hear all of it on unknowncountry.com. All you have to do is click on the subscribe tab and get started.